नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय
नन्दगोपकुमाराय
गोविन्दाय नमो नमः
गोविन्दाय नमो नमः
रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् केण्टो 4 चाप्टर् 17 टैटल् महाराज पृथु बिकम्स् एङ्ग्रि एट् द अर्थ् टेक्स्ट् 1 टु 5 वि रिसैट् टेक्स्ट् 1 मैत्रेय उवाच
मैत्रेय उवाच
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
चन्दायाम् आस तान् कामहे
चन्दायाम् आस तान् कामहे
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्दय च
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्द च
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
चन्दयाम् आसतान् कामहे
चन्दयान् आसतान् कामहे
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्द्य च
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्द्य च
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
चन्दयाम् आसतान् कामहे
चन्दयान् आसतान् कामहे
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्द्य च
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्द्य च मैत्रेय उवाच
मैत्रेय उवाच
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
एवं स भगवान् वैन्यः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
ख्यापितो गुणकर्मभिः
चन्दयाम् आसतान् कामहे
चन्दयाम् आसतान् कामहे
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्द्य च
प्रतिपूज्याभिनन्द्य च What to word? Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
The great sage Maitreya continued to speak.
The great sage Maitreya continued to speak.
Evam.
Evam.
Thus.
Thus.
Saha.
Saha.
E.
E.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Vainyaha.
Vainyaha.
In the form of the son of King Vena.
In the form of the son of King Vena.
Khyapitaha.
Khyapitaha.
Being glorified.
Being glorified.
Guna karma bihi.
Guna karma bihi.
By qualities and factual qualities.
By qualities and factual activities.
Chandayam asa.
Chandayam asa.
Pacified.
Pacified.
Tan.
Tan.
Those.
Those reciters.
Kamahe.
Kamahe.
By various presentations.
By various presentations.
Pratipujya.
Pratipujya.
Offering all respects.
Offering all respects.
Abhinandya.
Abhinandya.
Offering prayers.
Offering prayers.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Ja.
The great sage Maitreya continued, in this way the reciters who are glorifying Maharaj Prithu readily described his qualities and chivalrous activities. At the end, Maharaj Prithu offered them various presentations with all due respect and worshipped them adequately. Text 2 Brahmana Pramukhan Varnan Bhritya Matya Purodashaha Purana Jana Padan Shrenihi Prakriti Samupujyata. King Prithu thus satisfied and offered all respect to all the leaders of the Brahmanas and other castes. To his servants, to his ministers, and to the priests, citizens, general countrymen, people from other communities, admirers, and others. And thus they all became happy. King. Okay. Text 3. Vidura uvacha kasma tadhar gorupam dharitri bahurupini. याम दोदह प्रथोस्तत्र कोवत्सो दोहनम चकिम Vidura inquired from the great sage Maitreya, my dear Brahmana, since Mother Earth can appear in different shapes, why did she take the shape of a cow? And when King Prithu milked her, who became the calf and what was the milking pot? Text 4 प्रकृत्या विषमा देवी कृता तेन समाकथम तस्य मेथ्यम हयम देवः कस्य हेतोर अपाहरत. The surface of the earth is by nature low in some places and high in others. How did King Prithu level the surface of earth, and why did the king of heaven, Indra, steal the horse meant for the sacrifice? Sanat Kumarat Bhagavato Brahman Brahma Vid Uttamat Labdva Jnanam Cha Vijnanam Rajarishi Kama Gatim Gataha. Translation: The great saint who received knowledge from Sanat Kumar, who was the greatest Vedic scholar, after receiving knowledge to be applied practically in his life, how did this saintly king attain his desired destination? Purport: There are four Vaishnava Sampradaya systems of disciplic succession. One Sampradaya comes from Lord Brahma, one from Goddess of Fortune, one from Kumaras headed by Sanat Kumar, and one from Lord Shiva. These four systems of disciplic succession are still going on. As King Prithu has illustrated, one who is serious about receiving transcendental Vedic knowledge must accept a guru or spiritual master in one of these four disciplic successions. It is said that unless one accepts a mantra from one of these sampradayas, the so-called mantra will not act in Kali Yuga. Many sampradayas have sprung up without authority, and they are misleading the people by giving unauthorized mantras. The rascals of these so-called sampradayas do not observe the Vedic rules and regulations. Although they are addicted to all kinds of sinful activities, they still offer the people mantras and thus mislead them. Intelligent persons, however, know that such mantras will never be successful, and as such, they never patronize such upstart spiritual groups. People should be very careful of these nonsensical sampradayas to get some facility for sense gratification. Unfortunate people in this age receive mantras from these so-called sampradayas. Prithu Maharaj, however, showed by his example that one should receive knowledge from a bona fide sampradaya. Therefore, Maharaj Prithu accepted Sanat Kumar as his spiritual master. Om Ajnanata Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamadam Shri Guru and Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurat Vishay Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pradamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpataro Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatam Mande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So we have started with a new chapter today. In the last chapter, we saw how the professional reciters were glorifying King Prithu. So very nicely, they were giving prophecy that he will be doing this, he'll be doing that. He'll be conquering the entire world, he'll be going around and he'll be defeating everyone. And he'll be unconquerable all the time. And now, the professional reciters have left. And King Prithu was very satisfied with them. So he gave various presentations. We have not seen the kings face to face any time, because when we took birth, you know, it was politicians here. But in movies at least we have seen, yes, before coming to Krishna consciousness. So when some glorification would be offered, nice glorification, they'll remove some nice necklace or something and then, you know, give it to those people. And if the glorification is not proper, they'll cut open the neck of the other person. So the kings had this authority to give whatever they can. In fact, when the great sages would come, the kings would give the entire kingdom by giving them a place on their own throne. But the great sages, who are called as Akinchana, who does not have anything but beggars, and who are fully satisfied, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, completely satisfied in the heart, because they have Krishna in the heart, they would give back the kingdom to the king, and king would rule the kingdom with a mood that this is not mine, this belongs to the sage, and let me take care of this kingdom without any proprietorship or without any ownership. So like this was the authoritative mood of different kings. And here we see that Maitreya is asking different things. Vidura is asking different things and Maitreya is answering. So Vidura has a question that Mother Earth can appear in different shapes. Why did she appear in the shape of a cow? And when King Prithu milked her, who became the calf and what was the milking pot? So you see, everywhere the great personalities ask the right question at the right time. Sometimes in the age of Kali, we see that how the questions are not at all related to one's advancement in spiritual life. Most of the time we see people have the questions about how can I get peace in life? How can I get more money? How can I get promotion in the job? And then we have so many cheaters around who will give different solutions like change the color of the socks, have red chutney instead of green chutney, change the beauty parlor and so on and so forth. It doesn't work. Because the right question should be asked to the right person. When we approach a great sage, when we approach a spiritual master, when we approach advanced spiritual personality, the question should be asked about how can I advance in spiritual life? And that question has to be genuine. I was speaking to one of my Shiksha Gurus, so he was saying that when we go in front of a pure devotee, we have to be naked in front of them. In terms of whatever is there inside should be revealed as it is. One shouldn't feel that, what will the other person think? So even if one has to condemn oneself in front of his guru, one has to, because then only he will be able to give right solution. Same is the case with doctors also. In front of doctors, now we cannot lie. And lying, what will we do? If we lie, we might not get the right prescription, because the doctor might not understand what the person is going through. So here we see that right question is asked to Maitreya, who is very nice, great sage. And then here some more description is given about Prithu Maharaj. Here at this particular verse which we are discussing, text 5, it says that Prithu Maharaj received knowledge from Sanat Kumar, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. So Prabhupada is elaborating on this. So Prabhupada is mentioning about the four sampradayas. So if anyone wants to progress in the path of bhakti and attain Krishna in this very lifetime, one has to take a diksha in one of the four sampradayas. We cannot create a fifth one. There are only four. And which are these four sampradayas? The first one is Rudra Sampradaya. So Rudra Sampradaya, yesterday I was reading that Rudra Sampradaya is the oldest sampradaya, it seems. And it was the first spiritual master is Rudra, Lord Shiva. And the Acharya in this line is Vishnu Swami. And in the same Sampradaya, Bilvamangal Thakur comes. The great personality who plugged his eyes and who has written very wonderful scripture called Krishna Karanamrita. And then in the same Sampradaya comes Vallabhacharya. Now see, Vallabhacharya was most of the time in Vatsalya Bhav. And because of his mercy today, even today we see in Gujarat, every single home has got Laddu Gopal. They call it as Gopalji. And they worship with so much of awe, so much of love and affection, more than awe and reverence. One of my Gujarati friends was sharing this. So he was worshipping his Laddu Gopal with ghee lamp. So another relative of his, they came and they said, "Are, how can you show fire to a baby? He'll get scared." So the mood is like very nice. The mood is Vatsalya mood. Now we have to take care of the baby very nicely. But now since my friend was very witty, he said, My Gopal is much more stronger than yours, so I can show he'll not have any problem. And the Pushtimarg is so amazing. I was hearing about Pushtimarg. Pushtimarg is what Vallabhacharya gave. So they have a nice staircase like structure for Gopalji to climb. They'll have fan and they'll have so many other things. They'll keep some toys also for Gopalji. They will also they'll make sure whatever they're offering that should be as per the baby's requirement and so on and so forth. Yes. So this is the contribution of Vallabhacharya. Then the next sampradaya is Kumara Sampradaya. So Kumara Sampradaya starts from the four Kumaras. The knowledge from Krishna was given to the four Kumaras, and the eldest among them is Sanat Kumar. So here we see Prithu Maharaj takes mantra or diksha from Sanat Kumar. So Prithu Maharaj comes in Kumara Sampradaya. This is what we understand here. In fact, when I was in Vrindavan, I was traveling from one place to another. So one auto driver was asking me that, kahan se diksha liye hai? Nimbarka se liye hai ki? No, he named few more. Yes. Then I said, ISKCON. ISKCON bhi bahut achha hai. Prabhupada ji ne bahut kuch kiya hai yahan. So, Nimbarka Sampradaya is very much prevalent in Mathura and Vrindavan area. And then, so I was reading more about Nimbarka Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya, I don't think I need to describe Sri Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya is very, very prevalent in South India, especially in Tirupati and Rameshwaram and Sri Rangam, etc. You will see. And then Brahma Sampradaya, which we all belong to, and the Acharya is, Sri Sampradaya Acharya is Ramanujacharya, and Brahma Sampradaya, the Acharya is Madhvacharya. And so our Sampradaya, which we are following in ISKCON, is called as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Yes. It is said here, Prabhupada is translating one of the shlokas. The shloka says, Sampradaya vihina ye mantras te vifila vifala vifala mataha. So here it is said that without Sampradaya, if a person takes the mantra, there is no use of that. So many people might chant whatever they want, but if they don't get from the proper source, from the proper lineage, there will be no use of that mantra, even if they chant it day and night together. Because it is very important to get connected to the source. Yes. Maybe the wire might be hanging here and there. You touch the wire, you might not get the shock. Only when the wire is connected to the source, at that time when the person touches, yes, there will be some shock. Or the power can be used very appropriately. Similarly, only when the person is connected to the Sampradaya, he'll be able to advance fast in Krishna. He'll be able to advance. And fast, etc. depends on his sincerity. And one important aspect we understand is obviously Sampradaya is there, but in Sampradaya, the spiritual master plays a very important role. When we take Diksha, when we take guidance, when we take instructions from the spiritual master, he actually gives the Divya Gyan. Only when the spiritual master reveals within the heart what exactly is this bhakti, then the person can understand. Because just by reading, maybe we'll understand some aspect of it. Yeah, obviously Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada himself, in fact many of the Prabhupada disciples say that when we read Prabhupada books, it's like Prabhupada is speaking directly to us. It's almost like personal letters, they say. Every single purport is a personal letter for each and every disciple. So this is there, but when we just speculate, then maybe it's not possible to attain that realization of what bhakti is all about. One cannot understand who is Krishna, one cannot understand his leelas, one cannot understand his nama, rupa and guna, because it is transcendental. And only a transcendental personality who has come onto this earthly planet to deliver people can reveal to us who is Krishna and his different aspects, the spiritual aspects. But now we have to understand that only when there is mercy of Guru, the shloka is there, right? Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim. By the mercy of Sri Guru, even a muka can speak, even a dumb fellow can speak, even a person who is handicapped, a person without limbs can walk, and not just walk, cross the mountains. He can do trekking, this is what it means, by the mercy of Sri Guru. So mercy of Sri Guru is very, very important. And Sri Guru is so merciful that he takes a vow for all his sincere disciples, only sincere disciples, that he would come birth after birth to deliver that person. If a person is very sincere and if he is not able to advance in Krishna consciousness and go back to God in this very lifetime, Guru makes it a point that somehow or the other, he himself comes and he delivers the disciple. So till the sincere disciple is there on this earthly planet, Guru will come again and again to deliver. So you can imagine how merciful our Sri Guru is. So when we approach Sri Guru, what should be our mood? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasneena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshanah. The mood of service is very important. In Vrindavan, there is one nice institute that is open. Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya. So here, there Bhagavatam will be taught. So this is, many senior Vaishnavas have come together. And Sankarshan Nitai Prabhu is leading this. It is one of the desires of my Guru Maharaj also. Here, there will be no fees taken from the students. So it's for free. They can come and study and they can go. But here, the important aspect is that the devotee who is one of the teachers there, one of the faculty was sharing, that the students have to serve the teachers. Yes. Because only when the students serve the teacher, serve the faculty, then it is possible that for them to understand what this Bhagavatam is all about. So it's a very nice initiative which they have come with. So serving Guru is very, very important. This is the point that I'm making. Only when we serve Guru and Guru is pleased with us, he can actually bestow his mercy. And only when Guru bestows his mercy, there is some hope for us to advance in spiritual life. Or else we'll just remain a theoretical person. We might know all the philosophy. Theoretically, we might quote many, many shlokas. Theoretically, we might give amazing classes. Maybe in different ways, philosophy and then some jokes here and there and some nice katha. But unless and until we don't have mercy of Sri Guru, this philosophy, this katha, whatever it is, it will never enter in one's heart. Never enter in one's heart. In fact, after Govardhan Leela, when Krishna lifted Govardhan and he kept the Govardhan down, everyone started discussing about Krishna, how amazing he is. And that chapter is titled as Wonderful Krishna by Prabhupada. So in this particular chapter, the Brajavasis, they all come to Nanda Maharaj. And they start asking, we don't think that your son is a normal son. He is actually Supreme Personality himself. But we are not able to understand if he is really Supreme Personality because he cries, he depends on everyone, he wants our help, he has got so much affection for us, he steals, he lies. How is it possible? And then here, Brajavasis are asking Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj is speaking, he is giving katha, he is giving pravachara. And Nanda Maharaj is just repeating Garga Muni. What Garga Muni spoke. Now here it is described that what Garga Muni spoke, Nanda Maharaj did not understand. And what Nanda Maharaj spoke, even Rajvasis did not understand. So here one of the speakers was saying, even if we understand Katha or not, even if we understand philosophy or not, the important aspect is somehow or the other, love for Krishna should increase in the heart and the chanting should go on properly. This is the mercy of Sri Guru. Only when the mercy of Sri Guru is there, the person will be able to relish Krishna consciousness, will be able to get closer to Krishna, would be able to do bhakti very, very intensely. It's only possible by the mercy of Sri Guru. And if we want a personality to be our spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, then one has to take initiation in one of the four sampradayas. And here we see that Prithu Maharaj is taking initiation in Kumara Sampradaya. And here it is given that he was following it very nicely. Prithu Maharaj accepted Sanat Kumar as a spiritual master. And here the question is, how did saintly king attain his desired destination? By applying this knowledge in his life as given by Sanat Kumar. Yes. In the future verses, we will be seeing how Maitreya Rishi is answering all the questions of Vidura. So the questions of Vidura is like, there are many, the terrain of the earth is not equal. It's not sama. There is some high and low everywhere. So how did Prithu Maharaj make it equal? Another question is, how did Prithu Maharaj milk the cow who is earth personified? And who was the cow and what was the pot? And we'll see that different personalities from different planets, they all will be milking this cow. And the pot will be different, the calf will be different. Very nice description. which will come in the future verses. Yes. So we'll see tomorrow that how Prithu Maharaj and powerful incarnation Shaktyavesh Avatar is doing all these wonderful activities. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes.
So you see that Brahma came first, then Gorkha Maharaj, then Shiva. Then you said like Shiva Rudra Sundara is the oldest. How can it be oldest?
So here the way it is revealed, this is what is my understanding. That the way the knowledge is revealed by the Lord and the way the Lord is inspiring these personalities to go and give the knowledge, in that way I guess the Rudra Sampradaya will be the oldest. Because without the plan of Krishna, nothing can happen. So if he has instructed these people to come in the sequence, they might come in the sequence. I was reading that this Vishnu Swami had a very one of the major role to destroy some aspects of Mayavad. So, no, Rudra is helping to destroy his own philosophy. So, Rudra came down as Shankaracharya. He gave this Mayavad philosophy. And then Rudra himself is coming and then he is giving the knowledge to Vishnu Swami. Yes, or in the Sampradaya to destroy, you know, this philosophy. So the answer, according to my understanding, is it's Lord's plan where, you know, these people are coming in sequence. So obviously, you know, Brahma came first, then Kumaras, and then Shiva. So logically speaking, by on the basis of appearance, this should be the sequence. But we understand from the scriptures, not from the scriptures, from the study of the Sampradayas, that Rudra Sampradaya was the oldest. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.